Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. We serve a great God. We serve a holy God. We serve a mighty God. We serve you, Almighty Father. You are our shepherd. You are our King. You are our Lord. You are the great and mighty Holy One. Be high and lifted up, our King. Come in, come in, the King of glory. You are the King of glory. You are the King of glory. We invite you in this morning, O God. Have your way in us. And, Father, we repent in the mighty name of Jesus for secret faults. We repent, Father God, for sins of omission, sins of commission. O God, those things that we do against your will, we ask forgiveness, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you are forgiving, God. And you are requiring of us to forgive every day of our lives, O God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for favor, 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 favor for us, O God. Favor for your people, O God, in every continent, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for joining us on Bible Storyland, Father God. We thank you for your holy presence. Your presence is holy. Your presence is awesome. Your presence is mighty. There's no presence like your presence, Jehovah. We thank you for your anointing, oh God, that destroys every yoke in our lives, every bondage in our lives, every chain. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we call upon you, the mighty, holy, righteous Father. Oh, we thank you this morning that you are with us, that more is with us than against us, oh God. So, Father, this morning, we thank you for blessing us, oh Lord. Bless us and keep us in your holy right hand, O God. O God, let your face shine upon us and be gracious unto us, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you this morning, O God, for your countenance upon us. And, Father, we thank you for giving us peace in the mighty name of Jesus. Make us as Ephraim and Manasseh, O God. Let us be satisfied with favor and filled with your blessing, O God. Lord, command your blessings upon our lives in Jesus' name. Give us revelations, O God, and let us be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that we are the seed of Abraham, and through Jesus Christ, O God, we receive the blessings of Abraham, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we are blessed, and you are multiplying us and multiplying us as the stars of heaven. And as the sand of the seashore, O God, let your showers of blessings be upon us, be upon our lives, O God, in the name of Jesus. Turn every curse, send our way into a blessing, Father God. Let your blessings make us rich, O God. Let all nations call us blessed in Jesus' name. Let all generations call us blessed in the name of Jesus. Father God, we are your daughters, we are your sons, O God, and we are blessed of you. Father God, we live in the kingdom of the blessed, O God. I thank you, Father God, that our sins are forgiven and we are truly blessed of you, Father. Lord, you load us up every day with your mighty benefits, and we say thank you, O God. O Father God, we are chosen by you, O God, and we are blessed of you. Even our seed is blessed, O God, and our seed is blessed, O God. Let us inherit the land, Father God. We are part of a holy nation. We are blessed in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless our latter end more than our beginning, O God, in Jesus' name. Lord, let your presence bless our lives in Jesus' name. We thank you this morning for what you're doing and what you're going to do. O God, we drink of the cup of blessings. Lord, bless us and cause your face to shine upon us, O God, in Jesus' name. And Lord, bless us in mighty ways, O God, in the name of Jesus. Give us unexpected blessings today, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let your hand, let our land yield increase, and let the earth, O God, let the ends of the earth, O God, fear you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We just bless and honor you. We adore you. Lord, be favorable to our land, O God. Lord, grant us life and favor in the name of Jesus. In your favor, Lord, make our mountains stand strong. Lord, we entreat you for favor, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let your favor cause our horn to be exalted in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, we just thank you that this is our set time for favor, and we are grateful to you. Remember us, oh, Lord, with the favor in the name of Jesus, and bring, oh,
hallelujah,
bring unto us, bring unto our children favor, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Visit us with your salvation, Father. Lord, we entreat you for favor with our whole heart, oh God. Let your favor be upon our lives as clouds of the latter rain in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your beauty be upon our lives and let us be well favored, oh God. We are highly favored of you, Father God. Lord, we thank you and we receive extraordinary favor because of you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Well, Father, we just bless and honor you. We adore you and we thank you for what you're doing in us.
Yes.
We thank you for what you're doing in your people. Oh, God, we bow down. We exalt you. We call upon your name. And, Father, as today is Family Day, we thank you for blessing families like never before. Have your way on Bible Story Land in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Karen, we're waiting for you.
Glory. You waiting for who?
Karen. God is precious, precious, precious. Jesus is precious. He gave his only life for us. Well, good morning again, and welcome to Bible Storyland. Today is Family Day. You know, our heart is inditing a good matter. We speak of the things which we have made touching the King. Our tongues are the pens of ready writers. We are fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into our lips. Therefore, God has blessed us forever. So I thank the Lord that he is blessing us more than we know about. Yeah, when
Amen.
We drive down the street, we are blessed to get back home safe. Yep, when somebody else is in the hospital, we're blessed that we're not there. When people lose their job, we're blessed that we still have a job. Oh, yeah, when family members are coming against other people, we're blessed that our family members are for us. They're praying for us. We're blessed. Oh, yeah, we're blessed. We have favor from God. We even have favor from man. Oh, you know, the Lord says when a man's ways please him, even our enemies will be at peace with us. Now, you know that's favor. I thank God for favor this morning. You know, we serve a holy God, a righteous God. We thank God for his word. His word is awesome. His word is powerful. His word is sharper than a two-edged sword. And you know, where would we be without our God? I don't know. I thank God I treasure the Lord. He is our treasure. Oh, he's worth more than silver and gold. We honor the Lord this morning. So I thank God this morning, you know, that we could call on his name. He could have made it so that we couldn't even communicate with him. But we are favored because we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. We can say, oh, Lord, have mercy. And you know the good thing about it is that he hears our voice. Yeah, and not only that, he don't stop there. He don't just listen and go ahead about his business. He answers us. He hearkens unto us. I thank God that he don't turn a deaf ear. Oh, Lord, rebuke us not in your hot displeasure. We don't like his rebuke, but, you know, his chastisement comes when we stray, when we don't do what we're supposed to. He said he chastised those whom he loved. We're blessed to be chastised of the Father. He loves us. Yes, he does. He's a great God. He's a holy God. Today is Children's Day. I'm sorry, today is Family Day. We're honoring families this morning. We're honoring fathers. We're honoring mothers. We're honoring children. We're honoring grandparents. We're honoring aunts and uncles and cousins and, you know, all those family members that we have. We are honoring them this morning. Of course, we're lifting up the name of Jesus. We serve a great God, a mighty God. Oh, he's a great God. Ain't nobody like our God. He's Jehovah. So we're going to pray for families today on Family Day. Father God, we just come before you in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you, Father God, for creating families, oh God. We thank you that you created families for love, for joy, for hope, for strength. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we bind the hand of the enemy that's coming against husbands and wives and causing divorces, causing friction, causing strife. We send that all that junk back to the pits of hell in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that husbands and wives have favor with you, favor with man, and they are dwelling together in peace and safety. And they are dwelling in the secret place like never before. Husbands and wives that are bone in the throat of the enemy, and they are coming against the devil who's coming against them. We thank you for the fathers. We thank you for the mothers, oh God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, that no evil will come near their dwelling. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over families, oh God. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from family members, oh God. Oh, Father God, you told family members to be kind to one another, to be tenderhearted towards each other, oh God. Oh, forgive one another because you forgave us. And I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You said for us as family members to train up the children in the way they should go, and they won't depart from it. Oh, all the days of their lives, they'll be like Samuel. Our children will honor you every day of their life. They won't be prodigal children. They'll be faithful to you all the days of their lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray a hedge of protection around the children today. Oh, Father God, I thank you for children honoring their fathers, honoring their mothers, so that they'll have long life. They'll be able to rock their great-great-great-grandchildren on the knees, oh, God. Oh, Father God, you say we're to husbands and wives to submit to you in the fear of the Lord, oh, God, and wives to submit to their husbands, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, as unto the Lord, you said fathers, husbands are the head of the wives, and wives are to be loved by their husbands, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. We thank you that husbands love their wives so much so, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they would lay down their lives for them, just like Christ laid down their lives, his life for us, oh God. So, Father God, I thank you for the family members coming closer to you, even the extended family members, oh God. Oh, we just bless and honor you. We thank you, Father God, for children obeying their parents, oh God. But it is the right thing to do, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that husbands are ruling their households well and their children are in subjection to them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that children are a heritage. Oh, God, they are the fruit of the womb and they are a reward. They are the true gift that you gave us, Father God. You said happy is the man that have his quiver full of them. They should not be ashamed, oh, God, that they should speak with the enemies in the gate. In Jesus' name, we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless you this morning, O Most High. And, Father God, I thank you that we will correct our children so they can give us rest and peace, O God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that our children will not take over or run the household, but family members, fathers and mothers will run the household as you have instructed them to, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that fathers nor mothers will provoke their children to wrath, but they will bring them up in the nurturing and admonition of you, O God. They will give them love and discipline. They will have balance in their love and in their discipline for the children. Oh, Father God, you said that a good man leaveth an inheritance to their children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. So we thank you that our children will be blessed and highly favored and every need taken care of, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, God. Blessed is everyone that feareth you, oh, God, and walk in your ways. So we decree and declare that family members are blessed because they fear you and they walk in your ways. So we honor you today for Family Day. We're thanking you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Have your way like never before, Father God. Have your way in all of us this morning. Have your way, oh God. We submit to you this morning. You are holy. You are righteous, God. We submit to you, O King. We submit to you this morning because you are holy, you are righteous, and you are our creator, O God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just bless and honor you, O God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, your word says in Genesis 12, 1 through 3, now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto the land that will show thee, that you will show thee, and we will make of thee a great nation, and we will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse you, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So I thank you that we came from Abraham, we're his seed, and we are truly blessed. We are truly blessed. We are truly blessed to be in a land where we can serve a great God, the Almighty, freely. Freely. We rebuke the enemy who's trying to take away our rights from the schools, from our job places, from our homes. We rebuke that, and we decree and declare that we will praise the Lord all the days of our lives, in the schools and everywhere we go. All over, everywhere, everywhere, we decree and declare it so in Jesus' name. And, Father, your word says in Genesis 28, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So I thank the Lord that we are blessed and God gave us instructions. Yes, he did. He gave us instruction, so we have to obey God. We praise and thank God for families this morning. And as we honor our God with our whole hearts, we're giving him thanksgiving and worship and song and in praise this morning like never before. We're giving him great, great honor. Well, we have with us from Paducah, Kentucky, Minister Donna Hawkins. Good morning, Minister Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm doing great. I'm blessed this morning.
Amen, amen. Yes, we're all blessed to be alive and in the land of the living. What are you going to sing for us this morning?
I'm going to sing Amazing Grace, that the song has just been with me all week.
Amen. His grace is amazing. Let God have his way.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now How precious is that grace appeared. I first believed through men need dangerous holes and snares. I have already come. What grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home when we've been there 10,000 years. Bright shining as the sun, we know last days to sing God's praise. Then when we'd first begun.
Amen, amen. His grace is amazing. That was awesome, Minister Donna Hawkins. I thank God for you. Beautiful.
God
beautiful.
Bless you.
God bless you, too. Well, Jackie was on the line, but she got knocked off. She'll be back soon. We do have Sister Karen on with us from Houston, Texas, who played that beautiful medley a while ago. How are you doing again, Sister Karen?
Yeah, that was so good that you did that Amazing Grace. I might just follow it up and just do it myself. That's okay with you.
Amen. Go right ahead. Amazing Grace twice. We love it.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. We got a double anointing this morning. Amazing grace twice, once in song and once in music. Hallelujah. Let you know his grace is amazing. Oh, my God, if it wasn't for his grace, if it wasn't for his mercy, what would we do? We thank God for grace and mercy. Well, we're blessed this morning. I do have some friends on from Michigan this morning listening. They're traveling. So I thank God for them listening. If you ever want to speak, just press 1. But I thank God for you. And, Lord, I just pray their traveling mercy as they go from one place to another. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, good morning again, Jackie. How you doing? I got a phone on mute. Jackie's in Jackson.
Okay. Good morning, Sister G.
Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, I'm getting ready to go to work. I have to go to a funeral today.
Oh, no.
Yeah, one of my cousins' grandson got killed on 95 last Sunday. In the car with a girl going 90 miles per hour on JTB. A lot of y'all might have heard about it, but I'm not sure. And just threw him out of the car, and he died instantly. She was texting and driving.
Oh, my God.
Went and driving, so we're going to the funeral at 1 o'clock today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, rough day. But it's going to be all right. They doing better out there, so the Lord knows best. You know, we never know why things happen. But he does it for a reason.
But we'll pray for that family.
Please,
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for the family that lost this young one, oh God. But Father, you have plans, oh God, for all of us, Father God. We don't know the day nor the hour nor how we'll leave. But Lord, we ask you to comfort this bereaved family. Strengthen the family unit, oh God. Oh, Father God, we don't always understand things. But you know, oh God, you understand, you know everything. You're all wise, all knowing. So we ask you to comfort and strengthen this family. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen. Thank
so you're not going to work for the patients today? Where's, what's his name? The man you
Brother, I'm on the way around there now, but I'm going to have to just leave early because the funeral is at 1 o'clock. So.
Oh, okay. What's his name?
His name is Eddie.
Oh, no, I met the person that you usually sing, that one that sing on the radio with us.
Oh, Reverend Huggins.
Yeah.
He's around there. I didn't get around there in time. I was trying to get around there so he could sing, but I couldn't get it together fast enough.
Yeah.
So unless we sing later, you know, by the time I get over there. Okay.
All right. Well, what you going to sing today?
Oh, Lord, I want you to help me.
Amen, amen. He is the helper. All right.
Yes. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Singing, oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Singing, whoa, Lord, I want you to help me. And while I'm praying, I want you to help me. Singing, while I'm praying, I want you to help me. Help me on my journey. And help me on my way. I'm singing, whoa, Lord, I want you to help me. While we're crying, we need you to help me. While we're crying, I want you to help me. And help me on my journey. Help me on my way. And oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Amen.
Amen, amen. You know, the Lord stands up for our help. He is our help. When we think we don't have any help, he is our help. So I thank God for you, Jackie, this morning. The songs have been sung thus far. He is our help. He is our strength. Oh, even when we don't know he's there, he's helping us. He's helping us when we're in the valley of the shadow of death. He's helping us. when our cupboards seem low and empty, he's helping us. When our bank accounts seem low and empty, he's helping us. When we, you know, going through different trials and tribulations, he's helping us. When you look back over your life, can you see how he's helped you? He's helped us along the way. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, we wouldn't make it thus far. So I thank God for those songs that were sang, Amazing Grace. And the Lord, oh, Lord, I want you to help me. You know, there have been many mothers, many fathers who cried, Lord, help me, help me. And don't you know he was right there? He never failed them. He never forsake them. He never left them. He will help us at all times. Well, we have Minister Stacy and her daughters. I hope both of them, but I'm not sure. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Praise the Lord. Good. Glad to be here.
Amen. The girls come sing with you this morning?
I got Bianca with me.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, Bianca.
Good morning, Bianca.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
All right. You got a lot of friends at school?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I know you're making straight A's and listening to your teacher, right?
Yes, ma'am.
What grade are you in this year?
Fourth.
Oh, fourth grade. Okay. All right, you getting on up there, girl. Pretty soon you'll be graduating from college. You think it's a long ways off, but it'll be here very soon.
Amen, it will be.
All right, what are y'all going to sing today, Minister Stacy?
Okay, I guess we'll sing Nobody Greater.
Sing my favorite song first.
Okay.
Okay. Do you like Jesus way down in your heart? Do you like Jesus way down in your heart? I talk about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I talk about deep, deep. Down, down, way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep. Down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep. Down, down, way down in your heart. Yes, I love him. Yes, I love Jesus. Way down in the heart. Yes, I love Jesus. Way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep. Down, down. Way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep. Down, down. Way down in my heart. Yes, I love Jesus. Way down in my heart. Yes, I love Jesus. Way down in my heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in my heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in my heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we're saying, come on and bless the Lord with me. 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 Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. We When Jesus say it, nobody can say no. 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 I'm not worried about a thing, 'cause I know you are guiding me. Are you leading, Lord? I will go. I have no fear, 'cause I know you are in control. There's no limit to what you can do, 'cause it all belongs to you. Yes, it all belongs to you. And Lord, you are mighty and all powerful, and it all belongs to you, and it all belongs to you. When Jesus say it, nobody can say no. 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 Nobody can say no. Nobody can say no. Nobody can say no. Hallelujah. Nobody can say no. God bless you, Sister Jean.
God bless y'all. Amen. Amen. I thank God for her training that child up and her children in the way they should go. Oh, my God, Bianca, that was beautiful. Mother, that was beautiful. I thank God for you too and your family. Well,
you're welcome.
We're blessed of the Lord this morning. We have a husband and wife speaking the word of truth to us this morning. You know, the word of God in Isaiah 61 says, the Spirit of God is upon us because the Lord has anointed them to preach the good tidings of to the meek. He has sent them to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And I tell you what, this man and woman of God, they know how to glorify God. They are Brother and Sister Bell with the Sharing and Caring Ministries. So they are ones who glorify God on a daily basis. They don't wait till Sunday. They're glorifying him every day. Well, good morning, Brother and Sister Bell. How y'all doing?
Hey, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, let God have his way. Bring forth the word. We're ready to hear the word this morning.
Well, glory to God. To God be the glory. You ready for me to go now?
Yes, sir.
Well, glory to God. We do thank God for Bible Story Land. Glory to God. And Sister G giving us another opportunity to share the word of God with all the listeners. Glory to God. Whatever state, glory to God, as far as the voice can be heard, as far as the airwaves will take it. Glory to God. You know, even as I talk about that, there was a time when we were children, Mama would always find out we done something wrong, and she would always say, a little bird told her. Glory to God. When we got older, we figured out who that bird was. Glory to God. But we thank God for having another opportunity to share with you. And today is family day, family time. Glory to God. It's a time that's not talked about too much. Family time is not talked about too much because we don't really understand family time. Glory to God. I want to go over here and you want to go over there and the children want to go over there. Somebody needs to draw us back together. And I believe it takes the word of God to draw us back together. We can't have our own way all the time when, even as it was brought out earlier, God placed a man in charge, glory to God, and he gave him a help. Let me go back. Let me get on into the word. Go back to the beginning. In the beginning, God created. Glory to God. He made the man in his own image and in his likeness made he him. And glory to God, in the first chapter, it tells that God made male and female, made he them. Glory to God. And then in the second chapter, it tells us how this was done. I believe the second chapter explains the first chapter, glory to God, because when you read it, it's sort of together, but yet it's not the same thing being done, because in the second chapter, it tells us that God created man from the dust of the earth. Glory to God. And in the first chapter, it appeared that the woman is inside the man when he first made, because it said he made man, male and female made he them. It didn't tell us how he made the woman in the first chapter. The glory to God, in the second chapter, it tells us that he put the man to sleep and took a rib from his side, glory to God, and created the woman, or made the woman. Then he presented the woman back to the man, which was Adam. Adam called the woman Eve. They became husband and wife, even though the Bible don't really say it right there, glory to God. But when he gave the woman to the man named her. In fact, God gave Adam authority to name everything that God had authority over. Glory to God. And he gave him the authority to be in charge of everything, to make things go, make sure things go right. He even gave him a job. Glory to God. Glory to God. He put him in the garden to till the garden, glory to God, and then he gave him food, glory to God, where he wouldn't go hungry. But before he made the woman and gave to her, the man became lonely, glory to God, and God said it is not good for the man to be alone. So in different versions of the Bible, or different renditions, glory to God, it says help meet. Most people say help mate, but it says help meet. Meet means suitable, compatible, equal to somebody that like him. Glory to God, because when it first happened, glory to God, the only thing that was there were animals, glory to God, and the trees and the things that God had created. But there was nobody like as unto Adam save God. And God wasn't living in the garden every day all the time, but he did come down and visit the man, glory to God, talk to the man, tell the man what needs to be done. But glory to God, when time came that the man became sad, and glory to God, hallelujah, then God saw that he was sad, and he said it was not good for the man to be alone. Glory to God. So glory to God. If you can do it, in the New Testament, it lets you know, if you can be alone, glory to God, and you can glorify God, glory to God, do it. But see, God told them to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. So that's how the first family began. And just like a tree, when you put the seed in the earth, glory to God, it grows. And then, glory to God, it began to get branches on it. The trunk grows up, and the branches come out, and the leaves come out. Then the fruit began to come out. The fruit falls to the ground, glory to God, and it replants itself, or it falls to the ground, and it grows. It takes root, and it grows up. Well, with the tree, we got many limbs on the tree. We got many branches, many leaves, glory to God. And then every year, it brings forth whatever it's supposed to bring forth, glory to God. Let's use an acorn, for instance. If it's an oak tree, it's going to have acorns on it. And I know some people who got a lot of acorn trees that kind of hate them right about now because they began to drop the acorns and the leaves on the ground, glory to God, and somebody's got to pick them up. But glory to God, we got the mama and the daddy, then we have the children. We got then the children come up, and they start having children. Then we got aunts and uncles and nieces and nephews and cousins. Glory to God, all coming from that one mama and daddy, or that first mama and daddy. So all the earth, glory to God, has come forth because God placed Adam and Eve together and told them to be fruitful and multiply. So God made the family, glory to God. He didn't want confusion in the family. He wanted love in the family. He wanted peace in the family. But because we chose to do like we wanted to do and not like God wanted to do, confusion came into the family. Hate came into the family. Jealousy came into the family. Envy came into the family. Not every family, but it came into the family, glory to God, that God placed in the earth. After the fall of Adam and Eve, things began to get harder for man because man chose to do like he wanted to do rather than do like God gave to him to do. So God told him to be fruitful and multiply. They had two children, glory to God, as we know. Now, we don't know the time span or the time limit when they had those children, but we know that they had more than two children because the first two that they talked about was Cain and Abel, and we know Cain and Abel cannot bring forth children without being espoused or espoused to a female. So there had to be some females around there, and there's a story going around, glory to God, I don't believe it, so I don't really talk about it, glory to God, how the other women came about, but we do know that God told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, and they were obedient to God, and they did that, even though they listened, glory to God, to the tricky one, glory to God, the deceiver, the accuser of the brethren, glory to God, and called him the devil, hallelujah, the serpent in the garden. He beguiled the woman. He tricked the woman to do what God told him not to do. And that God gave us orders to do. Do this and you shall be blessed. Do this and you shall be blessed. Now, for those who don't really understand, children are an inheritance given to man from God. Now, in the book of Proverbs, it tells us, blessed is he that have his quiver full of them. A lot of people don't like to hear that, but that's what God said. In today's time, women are doing things that's not what God said to do, but because of the way the, glory to God, I'm short of a word right now, the way we live, we don't have the money to do this, we don't have the money to do that, we don't have the money to do that, and the conditions that we're in cause us to make choices that is not necessarily what God wants us to do, but glory to God, in order to make that change, glory to God, God had to get us back into contact with him. So he began to put a hunger in man's heart for righteousness, and man began to turn back to God. As I mean, in the Bible, it says, God looked down and he saw the sins of man, and Isaiah said, here am I, send me, I'll go. Glory to God. God wanted somebody to come and get man back in tune with God. All through the Bible, man was hard-headed, stiff-necked, and rebellious, but yet God had mercy on them because he created them to be like as he was. But those who chose not to be, and glory to God, after a while, he gives them over to a reprobated mind. He let them do what they choose to do in their own hearts. And then, glory to God, you know, if we do like we want to do, as long as we want to do, and then death come upon us, glory to God, we cannot expect for God to pull us out of death and sin and bring us into life and righteousness. Glory to God. Now, we do believe that when a righteous man dies, he doesn't die as we know him to die, but he sleeps away, glory to God, then he wakes up with God. Hallelujah, that's a blessing. And I believe if more people knew that, more people would probably begin to serve God as a family, glory to God, because the more people join God, the more people come into the knowledge of the truth, glory to God, and accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they become a family of God. Glory to God. We have a natural family and we have a spiritual family, so we have two families in the church, glory to God. But in the body of Christ, if I can say it that way, we have two families. We got the natural family, the mama, the daddy, and the children. Now, the mama and the daddy don't necessarily make a family, but they're the ones that start the family, glory to God. And after they get children, they have family, glory to God. Now, as we come into the knowledge of the truth, we become a spiritual family, and sometimes we have to do things together. Glory to God. Sometimes we may have to make plans to do it because everybody may not be familiar with what the other family wants to do or what the other part of the body of Christ wants to do. So we have to learn how to get together and make plans so that everybody would have something to do or everybody would get some of what they want to do, because we can't please everybody all the time, glory to God. But it's good to know that you can join hands with somebody and give up your righteousness, glory to God, for the sake of peace. Glory to God, there's nothing like having peace. I believe Jesus said peace and happiness is in the Holy Ghost. So when you get the Holy Ghost will show you how to give up of yourself to others that we may have peace one with another. Glory to God, that there may be joy. You know, sometimes we get joy just from agreeing with something that's going on. Even though we may not like it, sometimes we might have to show up just to show that we are concerned about them, and particularly the household of faith. God, hallelujah, he named the household of faith. So we're supposed to have a special love for the household of faith. But we got to train our children. God gave us those children, and they're an inheritance. Glory to God. They are for our benefit, but God wants us to raise them up to serve him and not us. So we got to train them how to serve God, what to do, like the young lady who teaches her children to sing, glory to God. They're singing to the glory of God. Amen. And that will cause other children to become, and this is, I think this is a good thing, envious when somebody's doing something good and you envy them for what they're doing. You're not hating them, glory to God, but now you want to do what they're doing, and all you have to do is ask. Glory to God, I believe if any child want to learn how to sing, or they like to sing, and nobody call on them to sing, let somebody know. God said, your gift will make room for you. All you got to do is get around people and start singing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, in, on the playground, a lot of times kids used to sing Sally Go Round or Mary Go Round or something like that. I don't know, the Mulberry Bush or something like that. They did the flag thing, you know, and if they would sing those songs, they'd make a big circle and run around and drop a rag or a towel or something on the ground, and then you got to be watchful and knowing it, and you start chanting. Well, those were times when everybody seemed to have joy. So when we began to make a joyful noise unto the Lord in the family, glory to God, it brings more peace, more harmony in the family, glory to God. And sometimes the child might want to sing a song. Most times the child will go to the mama, glory to God, for encouragement. Hallelujah, because the mama know how to encourage them when the daddy is a little bit stronger or stricter, glory to God. So they'll say, mommy, I want to sing. Mommy don't know. Mommy let them sing, glory to God. So now we can't sing that, baby. That's not a God song. That's a world song. So we got to sing a God song and then working on that God song. And then they realize, glory to God, it's just as much joy in singing for God as it is singing for other people. And then they want to get that thing built up in them, glory to God. Now they want to do it on a regular basis, glory to God. So like a lot of times you see on the television, glory to God, they have movies where the children, the whole family in the car going on a trip and they're all singing and somebody's always mad. Well, the devil always gets mad when we're doing things to the glory of God. God wants us to do things to his glory. He wants us to give him glory. These bodies of ours are temples for the Holy Ghost to dwell in. When God dwells in that temple, glory to God, he can manifest himself. Glory to God. It's not us that's doing it, but it's the Holy Spirit that's doing it. And when we talk about Jesus, people want to know more about it sometimes. When you just sit around and you don't do anything that they do, they acknowledge you. They watch you. And after a while, somebody will come to you and ask you, what is it in you that makes you act like you act and you don't act like we act? Well, the Lord has delivered me from those ways. I do not serve man anymore. I serve God now. I do not do what I want to do, but I do what's pleasing to God. Amen. And the more you tell people that, the more they want to understand, what is it that you got that I don't got? What is it that you're learning that I'm not learning? Well, I'm reading my Bible, because God wants the family to be strong together. He don't want one to be strong and one to be weak, but he wants them to work together, glory to God, and they'll have all things in common like he wanted the body of Christ to do. Now, the Bible says a man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. But if that man don't want to be married, he don't have to get married. And I believe one of the reasons why it's not good for the man to be alone, because he started watching other things, seeing other things that's happening, and then he'll want to try that, glory to God, and he'll fall into sin. Glory to God. That's why young people should be warned, especially young women, not to hang around married women, because they like to talk about their married life. And then that single woman, she will begin to think about those things, and the next thing you know, she's doing something that she'll regret for a while, if not for the rest of her life. So the family is responsible for training the boys and the girls and even to help each other to grow in the nurture of the Lord. Glory to God. We are supposed to bring our children up in the fear and admonition of the Lord that they can grow. And when they need something, they can ask God. When they fall into trouble, they'll know how to ask God. Glory to God. Like David said, he was in trouble. He prayed to God, and God delivered him out of all of his trouble. But we need to know that God will deliver us. We need to know that, yes, we can pray and talk to God, and God will hear our cry. He said his eyes are open, his eyes are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. So when we get in trouble, things are not going the way we think it should go, that's when we need to stop and start praying, glory to God, because the family, now we got to say, the family that prays together, the family that prays together will stay together. If God is in that family, it will, because they'll know how to overcome hardness. We're going to have hard times. We're going to have hardships, glory to God. We're going to fall short with money. We're going to fall short on a lot of things, and oftentimes money is an evil. When we think of money as the only way to get around things, then we're getting into, for the love of money, glory to God, that creates evil thoughts. It creates make us do crazy things. I'm going to take my money and go buy a car, and we need a house. I'm going to take my money and go spend it on some clothes when we need some food. Those are crazy things that man do. And then when the wife buy a pair of shoes, now the man want to go and buy him a suit. Glory to God. If you don't need it, don't go back. Don't over-endure what you need to do. The Bible says God bless us, and he expects us to be good stewards over what he has blessed us with. Now, we should have some wisdom by now, glory to God. As we grow, we should get wisdom, should get knowledge and get understanding, because God said, get wisdom, get knowledge. But in all you're getting, get understanding. Know what you're doing. Be prepared, glory to God, for hard times. Glory to God. You don't never know when hard times may come. You could be riding down the street and have a flat tire. That can be hard time for some people, especially if they're trying to get to work and they left a little bit late. Glory to God. Well, Sister Bell, you want to say something before? Because hallelujah, she waved her hand. Glory to God. So God wants us to know how to love. When a husband shows his love to his wife, his children see that. And the boys and the girls, they learn to show that same love toward each other because it's in the house. Now, when they go out and find somebody, in particular the man, when he go looking for a wife, he want to find somebody that's kind of sort of like his mama. Glory to God. When that young lady, man come knocking on her door, she want to see somebody that's kind of like her daddy. Glory to God. She don't want somebody that's going to be beating on her and calling her names and treating her rough. Glory to God. Like she's a football player, a basketball player. Glory to God. She wants somebody that's going to be loving, kind to her. And glory to God. And I know that's not necessarily taught, glory to God, but that's what the girls and the boys need to see in the home, that the mama and the daddy do love each other. They show tenderness toward each other. They don't holler at each other. They don't call each other names, glory to God, that's degrading, glory to God, but they call them names that will make them feel like they're really loved, make them feel like they're really needed. And I love you, honey, don't necessarily mean that you really love me, honey, because you hit me upside the head when I do something wrong, you talk crazy to me, you embarrass me in front of people, so you don't really love me. Those are just words that you say. And don't fall down because somebody give you a bunch of roses, glory to God. They tell you they love you and they give you a dozen roses and they go somewhere else and do the same thing somewhere else. Not in every case, I'm just saying, don't be tricked by gifts. Glory to God. The Bible tells us don't love gifts because gifts can open your mind to the wrong things. Gifts can make you fall because you're looking at the gifts the wrong way. Glory to God. And we just have to know that when God wants to bless us, he's going to bless us. And sometimes we just have to wait on him and don't go ahead of him because I believe the Bible says the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. So God's going to order our steps. We don't have to get ahead of him. Well, I want it now. God's taking too long. No, God's going to do it in his time. So we have to make our time his time that he'll be able to do what he want to do for us. He's already told us he know his thoughts. He know the thoughts that he has toward us. They're not evil. Glory to God. God don't want to do us harm. I heard earlier that God chastised those that he loves. Glory to God. He said don't despise the chastening of the Lord because he chastened them that he loves. Well, God is chastening every man, woman, boy, and girl that's living because he wants them all to come into the knowledge of the truth that they can join the family of God. Glory to God. Remember, we got the family that's natural, and we got the family that's spiritual, and we got to work them together. We got to bring them into some type of unity. We know the natural things cannot be spiritual. Glory to God. But we can use them, glory to God, to benefit spiritual things because we are saved, we are spiritual, and we know how to bring them in and use them in a spiritual sense and not let the flesh overpower that which is spiritual. Glory to God. In the Bible it says, Paul said he bring his flesh under subjection to the Holy Spirit daily. The flesh don't want to be under subjection to the Holy Spirit. When the flesh is under subjection to the Holy Spirit, the family will dwell together even better. Glory to God, we can see the joy without anybody ever saying anything. We can see the happiness without anybody ever saying anything. Sometimes people walk up to you and say, why do you always seem like you're so happy? You can say, because I am. Glory to God. It's the joy of the Lord that makes me happy. It's the joy of the Lord that calls me to be at peace. I read what he said, and I believe what he said, and he's showing me, glory to God, so I don't have to be sad nary a day in my life because God said his word will make me happy. Glory to God. When we think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for us, we can be happy because he told us that we can be happy. And he said he left his peace with us, so we don't have to worry about the things that's going on in the world. We draw our family, not in a bag, not in a glass bubble, but draw them to us that we can draw them to God. The more they see us serving God, they'll begin to want to serve God. And when we begin to give God glory and praise, especially if we do it in the home, if we pray in the home, the children are going to learn to pray. If we sing in the home, glory to God. And let me, boy, if we worship in the house, then the children see us worshiping. They're not going to like it at first. Glory to God, but you got to train up that child in the way it should go, and when he get old, it won't depart from it. They're going to learn to love God just like you're loving God because you taught them that, and they did it on their own, so they think, but because you obey God and you taught them, they'll begin to do it, glory to God. And when they look back, they'll say, I'm so glad, hallelujah, that my mom and dad brought me up in the fear and admonition of the Lord, because I'm being blessed because of that, and I'm trying to instill that in relatives. But see, when we start at home and then go to our relatives, glory to God, we got a better chance of spreading it farther. Sometimes we try to go out in the street and put something there, glory to God, but the carnal mind can't understand the things of God, neither indeed can it obey it. So we that are spiritual have to know what God said and then try to fix it where people can understand it. You know, you can break some things down where they understand it, but they still might not receive because God got to touch their hearts first. But I thank God, glory to God, for the family, glory to God. We need to do more with the family, glory to God, hallelujah, especially when it comes to the Lord. Now, there are things in the world that's not necessarily sinful, glory to God, but it can lead you away from God if you start putting too much into it, glory to God. If you start dealing with it too much, glory to God, then you'll start thinking on that more than you think on God. So we need to think on the things of God and know that he is God and he's watching over us. And his word, glory to God, he sent his word forth and he's watching over his word to bring it to pass. So whatever you need from God, whatever you've already prayed for, you haven't received, keep waiting on God. He will bring it to pass. Sister Sarah, you got something you want to share by now? You just smiling
amen.
Over there. They can't see you, but I can.
Yes,
glory
that
to
was,
God.
That
glory
was
to God.
Truly a word from the Lord. And most of the things that he hit on, I had the scriptures to back them up, and I was going along with them. And he came out of other verses, but God did design the family, and the family is very important to the Lord. You know, he tells the man when he leaves his father and mother that and marry, he cleave unto his wife, and they two should be one flesh, and then they, you know, they have children. So, I mean, he went into Genesis and brought some things out, but God is one, the family is very important to God. Not just family relationships are important to the Lord, how we treat each other in a family and as brothers and sisters in the Lord. That's very important to him, that we come together in unity. And so just a lot of things that Minister Bell was hitting on, I was just following along with him because God had already given me certain scriptures that I was going to read, but he brought everything out. And it's important to the kids that they should honor their parents. First of all, obey your parents. You have to listen to them. They're going to instruct you. Just like we as parents, we have to go to God. God has to teach us, and the way he teaches us is through his word of God and by obeying him. And when we're wrong, he will chastise us. He will discipline us just like we have to discipline our children, you know. So it was a lot of things that he hit on that God had was, you know, had already touched my heart in some different areas, but he brought it out a different way. So I do thank God for the word of God that went forth today. And I'm going to turn it back over to Minister Bell.
Sister G, thank you very much. We trust God that we said something that will help the families to get closer together, not only the earthly families, but the spiritual families. Amen?
Amen, amen. What a word, what a word, what a word. I thank God for both of you. The word was so timely because you touched on husbands, you touched on wives, you touched on relatives, you touched on everything. You started in Genesis, and you hit so many books in the Bible. So I thank God for that mighty word that you brought forth for husbands and wives, and you brought practical, you know, practical knowledge. You know, how we're to love each other, how we're to honor, respect one another, how the children are to be brought up. When we have children, I mean, it was very practical, things that we can apply to our everyday lives. So I thank God for that word that he gave you and your wife. It was awesome. It was powerful about how we're to train up the children, how we're to nurture them, how we're to treat each other in the family. So that was a powerful word. I thank the Lord. You covered everything. Amen. So I thank God for you and your wife. God's blessings to you all. Well, you know what? God is an awesome God. He thinks of everything. He knew that Adam and Eve was going to sin. So guess what? He said, you know what? They left me, you know, when he went for them in the garden. They were hiding. We do the same thing. When we sin, we hide from God. But guess what? Can't hide. Ain't no hiding from God. He's everywhere. He said he'll go with us to the pits of hell. He's everywhere all at the same time. We can't hide from him. We think we can. You know how children play hide and seek? They cover their little eyes and they think we don't see them. That's how we do with God. We think God don't see us. But he knows everything. And you know what? He gave Jesus to die for us.
Yes, he did.
He made a way to redeem us back to him. He knew Adam and Eve was going to sin. He knew we were going to sin. So he made a way for us to come back. He said, oh, my God, they're going to be so ashamed. And they were ashamed, and we get shamed when we sin against the great God, Lord God, the one who created us, the one who blew his very breath. You know how the children do you? You gave birth to them. And they come up against you. They go like, yeah, but why I got to do this? And they question you. We do the same thing with God. Yeah, but God, why I got to obey you? Why I got to do this, God? Why I got to do that? Why I can't live like the world? Why I can't conform to the world? Because we got to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We can now. He gave us a choice. You could choose God. You know the scripture, as for me and my house, we going to serve the Lord. Or guess what? If you choose not to serve God, guess who you serving? We don't want to serve the D-E-V-I-L. We don't want to serve him. Look what he did. He caused Adam and Eve to be put out the garden. He caused destruction to come upon them. So we got to say yes. You know when the Minister Stacy and her children were singing, they say, say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We got to say yes to your will. Yes to your way. And, you know, his grace is amazing. He made a way for us to be saved. His grace is so amazing. And he is our help. He's our strength. And he helps us all the time. And you know what? Once we come to the saving knowledge and we realize what Jesus did, we love him deep down in our heart. You know the song, do you love him deep, deep, deep down in your heart? We love him deep down. When we come to the knowledge of, oh, my God, I sinned against the one who gave me life, like our children sin against us. You know, they come sucking their teeth and stuff. We do that. We do that to God all the time.
Glory.
Children don't know what they're doing. Sometimes we know what we're doing. We stubborn, rebellious. We go like, God, I don't want to do it your way, God. I want to do it my way better. But guess what? The children want to do it their way, too. But they don't know no better. We done been down the road the children been down. So we see God already know the road we're going to take. Don't you know he stopped Paul on the way to Damascus? He was blind. He blinded him. He said, who are you? He said, you're killing my people. He said, who are you, Lord? He didn't even know him. He thought he was serving God. Many of us think we serving God, but we're not serving God. We're harming God's people. We go to church, we sit on the bench, and somebody speaks to us. We go like, I don't want to talk to him. I don't want to talk to her. We go like, I'm better than them. The Lord said, When you go to church, you behave in the house of God. You treat each other with love, kindness, and respect. My first commandment is for you to love me. But guess what? The second one is equal to that one. You first got to love those who you see every day. Don't say you love me and you hating your brother, the one who sit on the bench and you at the church, the one who stands up in the pulpit and send you the word. You say, that word ain't for me. It must be for them. No. We serve a God who gives us grace and mercy, and we got to be obedient to him. He made a way for us to serve him. Now, listen. He knew also we were going to leave him sometime. We were going to backslide. We could be sitting on the front bench and sliding all in the muck and the mire. Trust me, I've done it. I know, I can tell you. I've been in the muck and the mire. Done called on the name of the Lord and then slid into the mud. Sometimes I knew I was sliding in the mud. Other times I didn't even know. I said, oh, my God, how I get in the mud? So God made a way for us. He said, okay, all you prodigal sons and daughters, come back to me. And you know what? He comes. When we run to him, he got open arms. He opens his arms and he gives us a hug. And he is so grateful that we got good common sense and came back. So I thank the Lord that he is gracious and mercy and kind. All right, it is testimony time. Anybody got a testimony?
Okay, is he here, testimony?
Okay. Testimony, somebody said something? Sister Bell, was that to you?
Well, Sister G, I guess it's a small testimony. I mean, it was a great spot. We went to, like, to the, I was trying to go, we was getting ready to go to service. A friend invited me to come to a conference, the praise and worship conference. And I was at the time trying to get my husband, well, let's go, you know, get something in to go. And so, to make sure I'd be on time and everything. But we went to Popeyes and I ordered the food, and the lady asked us to, and I said she wanted to buy something. I had feminine to tell. So she actually told us to go on up, you know, because our order wasn't ready. But when the order came, the lady had an added extra boxes of biscuits, extra boxes of fries, and the guy was like, I'm going to get you more stuff. And he went and got a pie. It was just an overabundance. And we didn't even think that, but God had blessed us.
Amen. He's that kind of God. All right. He give us abundance. And he give us favor with man as well. So I thank God for that favor with God and favor with man. He touches people's hearts to help us. We don't know why they're helping us, and they don't know either. But thank God. Amen, amen. Another testimony. Brother David, you on with us? I see Sister Donna on with us. Brother David, you on? Press one. All right, maybe he's out today at the comedy show or gone somewhere, taking his son somewhere, but I thank God for Brother David. He's usually on Saturday morning. Thank God for each of you. Well, it's prayer time, so press one if you have a prayer request.
Minister G.
If you're already on live, state your prayer request.
Minister G., this is Donna Hawkins. I am requesting prayer for my mother, Valerie Newsom, for my mother-in-law, Martha Hawkins. My husband is on the walk to Emmaus. This is a 4-day study of the scriptures, and I'm looking forward to his coming back home tomorrow, a new man. I'm looking for a new husband on tomorrow. I thank God that he's been able to go and spend the 4 days studying the scriptures. I'm going to go on Thursday, so when I come back, he's going to have a new wife. But this is just a wonderful opportunity. This is the 120th walk, and it's just life-changing. So we're looking forward to that. So keep us in prayer. I have to tell you about a family here in Paducah. Young man named Terry Froman shot and killed a lady's son and then killed her. And then shot himself. So he's in the hospital in Ohio, and this has made national news. And it's really pulling at my heart because Terry was a student at the elementary school where I taught, and I taught his daughter when she was in first grade. So the Froman family just needs prayer, and the family of the deceased, of the two deceased people, need prayer also. So just pray for healing for our community.
All right. Thank you, Minister Donna. Anybody else? Prayer request. Press one.
Oh. Hello, Sister G, if you can pray for me a job, pray for my family, still pray for us a place. Amen. And just praying for unity in the home. Just, amen. Just, we got the house that's waiting on us, but the family trying to decide what they're going to do. If they're going to sell it to us, but I don't know. But just praying whatever God's will be done and concerning that.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Anything else, Minister Stacy?
Amen. Well, I was on a better job, better paying job. Amen.
Amen.
I'm just saying, ministry going forth for the ministry. The kid continue to go forth. Amen. Just do whatever God called me to do, to be whatever He called me to be.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister G.
All right. Thank you. Anybody else? Put your phone on mute for me, Minister.
Yes, you know, I have a prayer request for my family, my patients.
Okay. All right. You're still down in the towers, Jackie?
No, I'm not down there.
Are you still working down in the towers with the seniors in the towers?
Oh, yes, every day. Towers, the chairs, and the townhouse.
Wow. And you got a lot of patients down there.
Yeah, I love it.
Amen. All right, thank you. Anybody else? Prayer request, prayer time. All right, Minister Bell and Sister Bell, I'm going to ask y'all to join me praying for people. So be ready. Prayer request, prayer time. Okay, everybody's all prayed up. That's good. Everybody don't. Yes.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, what'd you say? Brother Bell, did you say something?
I said amen, glory.
Oh, okay, I thought you said you needed prayer. Okay.
Anybody else? Already... I said amen, glory.
Amen. Prayer request. Press 1. I'm still waiting. Let's see if anybody else in here press 1. Nope. Don't see no more. Well, we're about ready to pray. Thank God for each of you. Hallelujah. Sister Bell, would you pray for Jackie and her patients that she worked for, and for her family, and pray for the young man's family who was killed on the expressway. And then I'll pray for. I'm gonna ask your husband to pray for the Hawkins family, Mother Newsom, Mother Hawkins. And the walk to Emmaus, her new husband who's coming, and she'll be a new wife. So.
Glory.
All right. Glory. And then I'm going to pray for Minister Stacy. And I'll pray for whatever else comes, and the Lord lead me to. All right. You ready, Sister Bell?
Okay. You want me to pray for, you said Jackie, her
family, her since she does, you know, she works with different, the elderly, different places in the city, and pray for the bereaved family, the young man who was killed on the expressway. That's the request.
Okay. Okay, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name, Lord. We come to give you the honor. We come to give you praise. We come to give you glory, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We thank and praise you right now, Father God. Father God, we lift up Sister Jackie and her family right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask that you strengthen the family now in a time of their bereavement, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for your word being true, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're strengthening them now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you touch the son's mother and father's heart, Lord God. Strengthen them in this time, Lord God. Bring comfort to them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Strengthen the family as a whole, Father God. Lord God, let not this here tragedy be used for sorrow, but Lord God, for you to get a testimony out of it, for you to get the glory out of the situation, Lord God, for you to turn it around, to draw somebody unto you, Lord God, for somebody to call upon the name of Jesus, Lord God, because we never know when we're going to leave here. But, Father, we thank you that you know that this day was going to come. You know every hair that was on the young man's head. You knew exactly how many days he was appointed here on this earth, Father God. So we thank you, Lord God, that he's going on to be with you, Lord, or we're hoping that he was saved and that he had a relationship with you, Father God. And for the ones that in the family that don't have a relationship with you, we pray, Lord God, that they take this opportunity to get a relationship with you. So, Father God, as I lift up Sister Jackie's patience, Lord God, as she travels throughout around Jacksonville taking care of the elderly, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you're strengthening her, Father God. I thank you that you're anointing her hands, Lord God, that when she touches them, Lord God, she'll be able to pray a prayer of faith over there and believe healing in their bodies, Father God. Lord God, I thank you for a great communication that she has with her family, Father God. I thank you for the love that they have for her, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that when she comes into their presence, Lord God, that she's like a breath of fresh air, sunshine to them, Father God. So I thank you that she would take this opportunity to be a witness to them, Father God, to deposit what thus says the Lord into these here people that she's around, Father God. And I thank you, and I praise you, Father God. And I thank you, Lord God, for you said promotion and increase come for you. So, Father God, I thank you for promotion, Lord God. I thank you for the increase that's coming her way, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you for what you're going to do with Sister Jackie, Father God. I thank you what you're doing for her now in her spiritual life, Father God. I thank you for a higher calling that you're calling her to, Father God. In the name of Jesus, you say higher heights and deeper depths. Father God, I thank you for higher heights and deeper depths for Sister Jackie right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Lamakashie, Lida Robosha, Naka, Roboshe, Leti, Kirinunamakaya, Ramashe, Kila, Robosha, Naka, Rabashe, Diki, Lanamokashata, Robobokoshata, Karedehi, Shediroko, Roboshata, Romamakashata, Kayehi, Robokosha, Naka, Roboshata. Lord God, I ask that you place your anointing around her tires, Lama Koshata, Roboshata, especially the left tire, Mamoka in the rear, Father Mokoshata. Father God, we come up against accidents right now. In the name of Jesus, we bind the hand of the enemy right now that's trying to take her life. We plead the blood of Jesus over her now. In the name of Jesus, Hamamokoshala Bakashe, E. Kenanamokoshana, Roboshana, K. Roboshe tiki lararoho lobobakashana, Ramakashe tiki lobobosata, Hamanomomokoshata, Abadoroboshe tiki lata, Makayeni, Roboshata, Makeshitaka, Roboshata. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hamamokashana, be kidding. I hear, Sister Jackie, I hear the Lord saying to you that he has not forgotten. He has not forgotten. He's not short. He knows about all of your concerns, and he's answering them. He's answering your prayers that you're praying in your secret place. He hears you. He hears every last one of them, and he said he's going to perform, and he's going to perfect that. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the prayers that just went forth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. What a time for praying. Glory to God. God is watching over his people. Glory to God. So, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you in the name of Jesus, God, as we bring the Hawkins family before you, God, by touching and agree with them, God, for whatever it is that they need, God, as their spiritual life and even in their natural life, God. You are the provider, God. You, hallelujah. You say, I am the Lord that healeth thee, God. You say, ask and it shall be given. So, God, we touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus for healing, glory to God, from the crown of the head even to the sole of the feet, God. We ask, God, that you would bless him, cause him to be prosperous in the name of Jesus, God. Cause him to be a good leader in his home, God, that those, glory to God, that live in his home, God, will see that he is a good leader, glory to God, and they will begin to follow as they line up with the word of God. And God, we thank you, we praise him and glorify you, God, for going before him, making straight the crooked places. And we thank you, God, hallelujah, lead him and guide him in the way that he should go. And God, help him to know that it is you that is leading him and not he himself, God. Don't let him be fooled, God.
Yes.
Let him know the voice of the Lord,
yes,
that he'll be able to obey you and walk in your ways. We thank you, we praise and we glorify you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen, amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, oh God, for that walk to Emmaus. Oh, we thank you for that time that Brother Hawkins is having with you, Father God. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for the transformation that's coming forth for he and his precious wife, Minister Donna Hawkins, oh God. We thank you for the strength that you're putting on the inside of them. We thank you for knowledge and wisdom coming forth like never before, Father God. And Father, I thank you for Minister Stacy, who faithfully comes on, who trains her children up in the way that they should go. And Father, you know she needs a job in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, oh God, for this time of rest, relaxation, and recuperation that you're giving her. Oh, God, I thank you that you are walking with her, talking with her. You are that lamp and that light to her path, oh, God. I thank you, Father God, for her dwelling more time with you in the secret place, more time, more time, using this time to be in the secret place with you, oh, God, just you and her. Oh, God, minister to her as she comes before your presence in the secret place, oh, God. I thank you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, I thank you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus for her family. Family unity, family love. Oh, have mercy upon their family and all the families that come on Bible Storyland, oh God. And Father, I thank you, oh God, for what you're doing for every family on Bible Storyland, oh God. Draw us closer to you. Draw us to that time with you, oh God, where you can speak to us, oh God. Let us be quiet and come into the secret place and hear your voice clearer than ever before. Let us take pencil and pen, paper and pen, oh God, and write down the messages that you give us in the secret place, oh God, and be obedient to them, oh God. And so, Father, we thank you, oh God. Father, I thank you for my friend Ronnie and her friends that are traveling throughout Florida, Father God. I thank you for grace and mercy. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing on their behalf. I thank you that the joy of the Lord is their strength. I thank you, Father God, for the peace of God upon them. I thank you, oh God, I bind up incidents, accidents, mishaps in the name of Jesus. I thank you for their safety, their protection as they travel on the highway in Jesus' name from place to place, oh God, and even back to their home. Oh God, every stop they make, I thank you that you're going before them. I thank you for even taking them back to their home safely, oh God, and I thank you for what you've done for them while they've been in Florida, oh God, while they're here in Florida. I thank you for greater, greater times coming for them in Jesus' name. I thank you for them continually giving you glory, honor, and praise. Father God, I lift up Brother David and his family today in the name of Jesus. You know his whereabouts. You know what's going on with him. Bless his wife, Sister Donna, and the entire family, the boys, their extended families, Father God, her family in New York, his family all over, Father God. And we just bless and honor you. We thank you for every family that's on with us, on the air with us today, Father God. We thank you for the blessings running us down and overtaking us, oh God. And Father God, meet every need, let every need be met. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, draw us closer to you, closer than ever before, in Jesus' name. Well, I have a couple of announcements. Does anyone have anything they want to share this morning? Press 1. Anybody have anything they want to share?
I do.
Okay, Karen.
Congratulations, Donna, on your walk to Emmaus next weekend.
All right. You're still there. I know she heard you.
Yes, Sister Karen.
We're
going to be in Houston first week of October, so I hope to meet you.
Oh, definitely. Get my number from Carita, please.
I'll do that. God bless you.
All right, all right. Amen, amen. I thank God for sharing. Hallelujah. Well, announcements. There's coming up a conference in Daytona Beach called the GROW Conference. It's a God Renewing Our Women, Passion and Action Women's Conference. Men are invited as well. It is October 19th and 20th. So you're invited. The pastors is inviting you to come. So feel welcome to go to Daytona Beach. Call me if you want the information. It's New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. They're inviting you. The second announcement is the Women of Worship Conference coming up in November, a prayer gathering. And it's a retreat. It's going to be at a resort in Daytona Beach. November 13th through the 15th, Apostle Carol S. Bell is over that ministry. So you're invited to come to that as well. Well, guess what? It is closing time. I'm looking forward to hearing from you all next Saturday. It'll be Joyful Praise Day on the radio on Bible Storyland. So it's closing time. But don't forget to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and strength. And, you know, he don't want lip service. He wants us to really, truly love him. And you know what love means? O-B-E-D-I-E-N-C-E. That's what love is. That's what Brother Bell brought up this morning. You know, when a man loves his wife, he ain't just telling her, he's showing her. So that's how we got to love God. We got to show him that we love him. And guess what? Don't you be mistaken. We got to love each other down here, too. We certainly do. We start with our families, loving on them. You know, we got to have the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, long-suffering, meekness, temperance. You know all nine of them. I'm sure I left out a couple of them. But anyway, you know the fruit of the Spirit. We got to love like that with tender loving kindness. You know, some people say, well, I had a bad day. That's why I spoke to you. Suppose God was having a bad day, and he decided he was going to wipe us out. But I thank God that he don't have a bad day. He has all good days. I know, you know, he probably weeps sometime at the way we act with him. But, you know, he's good to us. He's merciful. His grace is amazing, and don't you forget it. So,
all right.
I said it's closing time. Let's obey God. Love him first. Love each other next. Let's, you know, spread the word. Contribute that love. Don't hold that love for you. Spread that love that God gives to you. Spread it to your neighbors, your family, everybody you come in contact with. Spread it. Say, do you know Jesus? They say, yeah. Say, do you know him deep down in your heart? I'm talking about deep. I ain't talking about surface love. I'm talking about way deep down in your heart. So I love each of you. You already know God loves you more. Have a blessed day, a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. I look forward to hearing from you next Saturday. Love y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Love you.